said, come all you weary.
Come all you weary, come all you thirsty, come to the well that never runs dry. Drink of the water, come and thirst no more.
Come all you sinners,
come all you sinners, come find his mercy. Come to the table, he will satisfy. Taste of his goodness, find what you're looking for.
Come on, y'all, this is scripture.
For God so loved the world that he gave us his one and only Son to save us. Whoever believes in him will live forever.
Bring on your failures.
Bring all your failures. Bring your addiction.
this morning. Oh, we're all in church. Let's go. Come awaken your people. Everybody, come awaken the city. Oh, God of revival, pour it out.
Thank you. Come on, put your hands together for the Lord today. Hallelujah. Listen, I don't know about you, but sometimes I find myself, you know, in an automobile. Just a couple of days ago, I was riding down the road, Highway 64. And I was listening to a podcast on the Holy Ghost. And for a moment, I had to go through a sense of repentance because I said, Lord, I'm so sorry that I haven't always taken advantage of your presence. You know, how many times do you and I get caught up in the flow of life? Things are just moving. And we forget that we have an advocate, amen? We have an advantage. We have the Holy Spirit, amen? And sometimes he asks us to do some things. Sometimes he asks us just to move beyond the ordinary, beyond the mundane and the trivial. And he asks us to take a step. And I loved it, man, for miles, miles down the road. I was just weeping, and I guess the folk on the 64 thought, what's wrong with this guy? Has he lost his dog or whatever? But I was just weeping, and my hand was up, you know, in the car. Nobody but me and God. Sometimes he asks you to do something. Remember the story in the Bible of the man by the pool of Bethesda? He just sat there. The Bible says that from time to time, the waters would become troubled. The atmosphere would be just right. And then, you know, I was thinking about that. I thought, man, he laid there long enough, he could have rolled into the pool. Come on. He could have rolled, but he wasn't doing anything. Sometimes God wants you to move. Amen? Sometimes he wants you to step to territory maybe you haven't stepped in before. Can I just tell you the atmosphere is set today for miracles? Come on. Come on. How many of you believe that? The atmosphere is set for miracles. We just sang it. We need to move. Amen? The atmosphere is set for miracles, and some juncture in the service, you may be asked to do something. You know, raise your hand, get out of your seat, join me at the altar. I just really am just concerned about a passive church I see in America today. We don't need to be passive, guys. Listen, we're on the winning side. How many of you know the old timers used to say, I read the back of the book and we win? But sometimes God wants you to do something. Sometimes He wants you to take a step forward. Sometimes He wants you to adjust some things, tweak some things, do some things different. I'm just believing God today that at the end of this service, we won't be able to say we need a move. We'll be saying, you know what? This is a move. Come on. Come on, say it with me. This is a move. Come on, this is a move. And God may require something of me. Thank you, Lord, for quiet times in the truck. Nothing like the presence of God in an F-150. Come on, somebody. Come on. You guys that are driving Chevrolets, I know it's a little harder. But it's all right. All right? It's all right. God wants to move on you today. Come on, look at your neighbor and tell him God wants to move. Amen. Father, we bless you today. We bless you, God, in all of your glory. Thank you for this worship team today, God, that have led us into your presence. Thank you for every musician, every singer. Thank you for your people, God. Thank you for those who are watching online, those who've entered into the room today from the comforts of their home or riding down the road. God, we bless them in Jesus' name. Would you move in their lives today? Would you move in our lives today? In the mighty name of Jesus. God, the waters are troubled. The waters are troubled. We want to step in. We want to step in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Come on, smile at your neighbor, would you? Smile at him. I'm glad you're here. Amen. You can be seated in his presence. You can be seated in his presence. Thank you for being here today. Welcome to Carpenter Shop International Church. And I appreciate those of you who have been praying for Pastor Joy. She's had kind of a challenging week, and she's been a little under the weather. And God is strengthening her, though. She's coming back. Amen. She wanted to push herself and be here today. I said, you know what? You just need to rest. Amen. Just rest. And so we bless her today. We miss her, but we trust God will bring her right back here at the next appointed time. Praise God. Well, it's offering time. The buckets are laying here in front of you, and so you can get up at this time. Those of you that give tangibly, if you want to come and give your offering to the Lord. And those of you that are giving online, thank you for being so faithful in your giving. Man, I just love the faithfulness of God. Listen, one thing we know for sure, we haven't been hurt. COVID's done a lot of things, but COVID hasn't taken your faith away, your trust away, to trust God in your finances. And so thank you so much for your faithfulness in giving today. If you're giving by app or online, thank you for doing that as well. And thank you for giving above and beyond. Somebody say missions. Amen. We're going to have a missions window momentarily here. Pastor Mike's coming to the platform. And it's such a blessing. Bless you guys. Man, there's a family I saw in Vacation Bible School last week. And I went up to the table. We're moving around. And I said, hey, man, I haven't seen you guys before. And you know what he said? He said, well, you're going to see me again. Come on, give it up for people who return from Bible school. Amen. You're going to see me again. And they're here today. Thank you for bringing your family. And thank you for worshiping with us today. All of you, if any first-time guests, please avail yourself to the Welcome Center at the close of the service. We have a free gift for you. You'll see the biscuits there in the hallway when it's over with. We have a free gift. We'd like to have a record of your visit. And thank you for joining us today in worship. Come on, give it up for Pastor Mike, would you?
Well, we're back. We had a wonderful trip. A little bit of jet lag, but we're happy to be back at home. Of course, Aiden went to Kenya with me and couldn't sleep all the way there. So excited. Even when we did a transatlantic flight and the lights were out, he stayed awake all night long. But he exceeded all my expectations. And everybody on the team that I served with were very pleased to have him. They were wondering about him because he's only 12, but they nicknamed him Little Man. And very quickly, I realized that he didn't need me by his side. So, Aiden, tell me what you were most impressed about what God did this week.
When we went to the schools, we saw up to 1,000 kids a day get saved.
Every day, 4 or 5 different schools, teachers, principals, and students got saved. He ministered to over 6,000 children in the schools. Participated and helped with the team of that Pastor Randy Waters from Bodkins, Ohio, leads. And I can tell you, Pastor Randy told me make sure he came back. Now, you are wearing, you purchased yourself this Kenyan T-shirt. So you want to say something about this necklace that you have?
Someone gave it to me while I was in Africa.
Do you know the pastor's name? Do you remember the pastor's name?
Pastor Jonathan.
Pastor Jonathan Olesina. Now, this is not just a random man of God. I've known this man for 7 or 8 years. He pastors the only church on the Maasai Monru. He started under a tree years ago. Today, he has a church there on the Maru, which is Maasai property. And he has a building that will seat over 2,000 people. And they have 3 services every Sunday. And Pastor Jonathan is a Maasai. And he gave Aiden this. He took this necklace off his neck and put it on Aiden and gave him an invitation to come to tomorrow. As long as he wanted to come, he would host him. So today, we want to extend our gratitude, the team's gratitude, and my gratitude to you, Aiden. I've asked Pastor to come help me. So this is a Maasai shuka. This is the throw or scarf or shawl that they wear. And I have here, this is a rungu. This is the club that the Maasai used to kill lions. This is a warrior's rungu. It has a point, and that is the kill zone. And Pastor David gave you this robe. And I give you this rungu, this club, because you are a warrior. Amen. You proved yourself. Amen? My most memorable thing that happened with us was the day that you and I prayed for the principal, a lady in her mid-30s, who had been crippled since she wasn't born crippled, she got crippled. And I didn't really understand because her English was broken, but she said she got a vaccine when she was 2 or 3 years old, And that's what caused her leg to stop functioning the way it was supposed to. And so she'd been all of her life, all of her what she could remember, on crutches. And after we prayed, she walked without the crutches. Amen. So thank you for your prayers and your support. And we look forward. Aiden's been invited back, and he says he's returning. So we look forward to going there again next year. Thank you, Pastor.
God bless you, Aiden. Praise the Lord. Missions is so important. I thank you again for your faithfulness to give. When Pastor Mike said there was a church there that was running a couple thousand people that started under a tree, just 2 years ago, right in our Family Life Center, we had a missions banquet, and we invited area churches, and about 15 or 20 churches came and joined us. And how many of you know on 305 going from Orlando toward Windsor, there's a church over there called Ebenezer Assembly of God. How many of you know where that church is? The Lord spoke to the pastor of that church, Pastor Tim Parker, and he was listening to a story about a church that met every day under a sycamore tree. And they would take a canvas, they would take a tarp, a canvas, and they would drape it across the branches so that they could kind of provide some shade under the tree in addition to those big leaves. And it touched his heart. And so Ebenezer Assembly of God said, hey, is it possible that we could build a church over there? So today, 2 years later, there is a brand new facility, and the name of it is Ebenezer Church. Amen. No more tree. Amen. No more tree. $25,000. Turned that tree under a tree church to a real church. Amen. So we thank God for missions. You know, little is much when God is in it. And sometimes God just calls you to do bigger things. Praise the Lord. God has blessed me tremendously with friends. Michael W. Smith wrote a song several years ago, friends are friends forever if the Lord's the Lord of them. And God has blessed me with friends. And I've been excited about today because I have not just another preacher, not just a guy that I know, but a real friend. I've enjoyed tremendous relationship. I met this man in California. Was it in California when I met him? I met him in the midst of probably 1,000 people were on the registration floor. And he wasn't hard to see because he's about 2 inches taller than I am, okay? Come on. Amen. He's a former basketball star for Wake Forest University, the Demon Deacons. Come on, give it up for Wake Forest. You can lay Carolina down for a day. Come on. But in this man, I have met a tremendous friend. He and his wife, Monica, have been an absolute joy to us, an encouragement to us, a safe place to talk, and a good place to listen. And so the next voice you'll hear, I'm just going to ask Josh just to lead us in just a course of worship. Stand with me, would you? Stretch your hand out this way. Father, as David comes, David Carlisle, I pray, Lord, that you would use him as a vessel in your hands today. Lord, we've already proclaimed that today the atmosphere is right. The worship has taken place, God. You've opened our hearts, God. We've looked at missions, God, with our eyes and our ears. We've heard valued reports, God, of healing. And Lord, if you can heal a cripple in Africa, God, you can heal the crippled right here in Ahoskie, Lord. You can open eyes. You can open ears. You can straighten arms. You can cause pain to flee. God, you can heal depression. You can heal diabetes, God. You can fill us with the Holy Spirit. So, God, we trust you today in Jesus' strong name. Amen and amen. Now, the next voice you'll hear is my friend David Carlisle. But let's just worship the Lord one more time, could we?
Come on, sing that again. Lift your voice. Come on. Give it up for the worship team this morning. Praise the Lord. Heaven knows we need a move of God today. Come on, somebody. Come on, give Jesus a shout of praise before you're seated. Oh, come on and lift your voice. Come on, lift your voice in this house today. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. How many's believing God's going to do something great in this house? How many come expecting the Lord to do something great in this house? I'm a firm believer this morning that expectation is the breeding ground for miracles. If you came expecting today, I know God's going to show up because you brought him with you today. Amen. Come on, give him one more shout of praise. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Josh. Josh, that third song you guys did, my brother sang that song, that third song in worship today. I want to do that at the end. I want to do that at the end. Thank you. Thank you so much. Well, greetings, everybody. How's everybody doing this morning? Thank you, Pastor Wallace, for having my wife and I here today. I'm the pastor of the Ark Church in Nag's Head, in the Outer Banks, and been there about 4 years. And I think the last time I was here, how many was here the last 2019 in November, right before COVID? That's when the last time I was here, Pastor Wallace was out of town, and I came. It seems like it's been a long time. But I'm glad to be with you today. My wife is with me. Monica, stand up, wave at everybody. My bride of 27 years. I have a daughter, 18 years old, Arden. She is back at the Ark today singing. She's on our worship team, and she's leaving for college in 1 week. And I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it. She's going to Emmanuel College in Franklin Springs, Georgia, on a volleyball scholarship. And she's going to be playing volleyball. She's a singer, a worshiper, loves the Lord. She's going to be involved in music there. And she leaves in about 7 or 8 days. We've got to take her down. This is my first time ever doing this. Y'all pray for me. It's going to be tough. That's my baby girl now. That's my first. And but God has a call and a plan for her life. And my son, Judah, he's 14. He's going into high school this year. And she's going into college. So the house is going to be a little empty there for a little while. No, we can't do that. Them days are over. Somebody say it's over. We hope so anyway. But anyway, yeah, that's my family, and thank you for having us today. I feel like I have something I want to share with you that's been on my heart, and I want you to have ears to hear what the Spirit of God wants to say to the church this morning. Amen. Sing this song with me. I've been in worship music for over 31 years. I was a worship pastor, now lead pastor at the Ark Church, and I love to worship the Lord. How many loves to worship the Lord? Come on. I love to worship Jesus. I love you, Lord. Sing this song. Everybody knows this. And I lift my voice to worship you. Oh, my. Come on, somebody rejoice today. Rejoice. Take joy. Take joy, my King. In what you hear? In what you hear. And let it be a sweet, sweet sound. In your ear. This young generation is looking at me like I've never heard that song before. Come on, it's real simple. I love you, Lord. Come on, lift your voice. And I lift my voice to worship you, to worship you. Oh, my soul, Rejoice, take joy, my King, in what you hear, and let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. I love this part right here. And I exalt thee. Come on, lift your voice, church. Come on. I exalt thee. Lift his name. Oh, I exalt thee. Oh, Lord, I exalt thee. Sing it, church. And I exalt thee, yes, Jesus. And I exalt thee, oh Lord. I want you to stand to your feet one time and sing, "We exalt thee." Come on now. And we exalt. Oh, come on and lift those hands. We exalt thee. We exalt thee. And we exalt thee. Oh, Lord. Oh, sing it like a mighty army today. And we exalt. We're not ashamed to exalt you, Lord, and we exalt. Thank you, Jesus, and we exalt thee, oh Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, exalt him, somebody. Oh, come on, somebody, lift your voice in this house. Hallelujah. If you're watching this morning, come on, exalt him wherever you are today. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. You may be seated this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God's going to do something today, church. At the end of the service, we're going to have a time of prayer for you, and I just want you to receive today. I've been praying all week, preparing for this message. And I know God's going to do something because you came ready and expecting. Well, let me jump right into the Word of God today. I'll get to my text here shortly, but I've got some scripture in my message as I flow through this time of this Word that God has given me today. You know, the last 2 years have been very difficult for so many in the body of Christ. We have lived through chaos. Come on, buddy. Somebody say amen. We've lived through crisis filled with so many challenges like we've never seen or experienced before in the history of our nation. We've all been inconvenienced. How many's been inconvenienced the last 2 years? Come on. We've all been stretched. We've all been challenged in so many ways. But I want you to hear me today. I don't know about you, but I'm over it. I'm over all the garbage and filth that's going on in our nation and around our world. I'm tired of the corruption. I'm tired of the lies. I'm tired of the Jezebel spirit that's hovering over this nation. And it's just my belief. It's my opinion. Everybody has their own opinion, and I value your opinion. But I believe today, this morning, that this unpredictable, unnatural virus, I believe, was cooked up in the laboratories of darkness. Come on. This thing caused an aftermath filled with sickness and mandates and lockdowns and school restrictions. My kids went through that. I'm sure your kids did it as well. Closed churches. There are some churches that still have not opened to this day. Job loss and even death. I want you to hear my heart this morning. Even though we know that there is evil behind all this, in reality, it has still caused so much fear and pain and heartache and struggle for so many people. And I'm a firm believer this morning that fear is fueling this so-called pandemic. I preached a message during that time and season at the beginning when this thing started. And it was entitled this right here, When the Fog Lifts, What's Next? And it seems that so many of the last 2 years have been living under this thick, low-lying fog affecting their spiritual visibility, affecting their direction and the plans that God has for their life. And many have given up hope in the Lord. Some have come out of the storm, hear me today, some have come out of the storm victorious, while others have given up and settled for mediocre living. Come on. Falling prey to the world's mandates and rules and controlling spirits. But there are so many who are still searching this morning for answers. People are searching for help. People need peace. People need comfort. And people need hope in this world. Can I get a good amen? Now, I'm a preacher. Now, I'm going to preach. I want you to preach with me today, okay? Not only with our nation's crisis and the challenges, past and now even present, that has affected so many in so many ways, I'm sure many of you had your own personal stories of storms. Anybody been through any storms these last 2 years? Anybody been through any battles these last 2 years? How many has been attacked by the enemy these last 2 years? Anybody? I want to share just a few of mine this morning before I get into my text. Back in May of 2020, my daughter was about 16, going on 17 years old. And this is when COVID first started. There were shutdowns and there's nothing to do, nowhere to go. My daughter had an accident while playing in our FLC, our Family Life Center, our gym. She fell on her back, causing a cyst to form, which later that week abscessed and even ruptured. We didn't know what it was. We sent it to a doctor friend of ours in Winston-Salem, where I'm from, Winston-Salem, North Carolina. And he told us to get her there as quick as we could. It was that serious. And you know, it was a difficult season for all of us. I prayed and I prayed and I prayed. But during her recovery time, she made a conscious effort. I want you to hear me today. And she made a decision to continue week after week on that platform in our church, singing the praises of God while declaring her healing. She never quit believing. Pastor Wallace has been there several times in my church. Pastor Kim Norris was there, prayed for. Y'all have had him here as well. We've prayed. I said, God, I don't know what else to say. I don't know what else to do. But through that time, I saw my daughter grow so close to the Lord. And we don't want to see bad things happen to our children, but things do happen. But today, she's strong. She's healed. She's on her way to college for the glory of God. 2 weeks after that accident, my baby sister unexpectedly passed away in her sleep, leaving a husband and two small children behind. She was only 51 years old. Still don't know what happened. She died in her sleep, but she's with the Lord today. That Christmas, the same year, I'm just telling you my stories. My cousin Mitch Carlisle is a pastor back in the Winston-Salem area, passed away with COVID, leaving children and grandchildren behind. A year later from my daughter's injury, listen to this, on Memorial Day weekend 2021, my wife during worship rehearsal before church got her high heel tangled up in a microphone cable while she was on stage. And at the time, she didn't know it, and she was stepping down to go answer someone's question. They were asking her a question from the back of the church. This led her to tripping and falling off the stage, breaking her foot 45 minutes before church started. She's wore high heels ever since I've known her. We dated 4 years, been married 27 years. She wears heels better than she does tennis shoes. You don't know what I'm talking about, ladies? Any ladies like that out here? But she ended up having surgery to repair the damages. But I want to tell you this, the good news. My wife made up her mind and was determined not to allow the enemy to steal her joy and her passion in continuing to minister unto the Lord. And I remember that morning we took her heel off and her foot was crooked. And I said, oh boy. And she went over to the front row, stayed during the whole service and sang praise and worship with a foot propped up with a bag of ice on it. Come on now. That's dedication right there. How do you explain all this? You may say this morning, Pastor David, it sounds like you're under attack. And I would say to you, you are correct. Anyone standing for truth, hear me now. Anyone standing for righteousness and declaring the gospel of Jesus Christ to a lost and dying world will be under attack by the enemy. But I just want to rub it in the devil's face this morning. I'm still here. Come on. For greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Can I get an amen this morning? Somebody shout hallelujah. See, you have to know that this is not a physical battle that we're dealing with this morning. This is spiritual warfare. Somebody say amen. The devil is trying to take you out. Yes, he is. Our nation is in a fighting battle between good and evil. It goes beyond politics. It's between good and evil. It's between what's going on in the heavenly realms today. You see, we're not wrestling against flesh and blood, but we are wrestling against principalities and darkness today. With what we have all faced here these last 2 years, the enemy's goal, now listen, this is where I want to go. The enemy's goal is to keep the body of Christ in constant fear. The devil wants to keep you confused and discouraged and depressed. He wants you to live a life of being in panic, and he wants you to live a life that is hopeless. But my Bible says, come on now, I'm going to quote some scriptures here. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, come on, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Can somebody shout hallelujah? The Bible says when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Lord will raise up a standard against the enemy this morning. My Bible says that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. My Bible says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of the strongholds. Come on, somebody, put your hands together and give Jesus a shout of praise. Hallelujah. Woo. This season for me and what I've been through the last 2 years and my family's been through lets me know this right here. That his presence, Pastor Wallace said a while ago, his presence has been my greatest weapon against the enemy. Come on. With all the uncertainties in this hour, the church must continue to stand on Isaiah 60. You know what that says? Arise and shine, for the light has come. And the glory of the Lord rises upon you. You see, darkness covers the earth. How many knows what I'm talking about? But the Lord rises and his glory appears over you. In other words, we must stand and declare that our only hope, our only faith, confidence, and trust is still in the Lord Jesus Christ. Can I get a good amen this morning? Hallelujah. Woo, I'm getting excited already. During this season, this scripture has been close to my side. And it goes like this. And we all know that all things work together for good. And I thought about that. Not all things are good. We can identify with that. But all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. Standing on the word has helped me, and this morning it will help you make it through. Somebody shout amen. Well, let me get into the word of God today. I won't be long, but I feel like God wants to say something to us. I feel like I have a word for all of us and what we've been through as the body of Christ and what we are even facing right now. And it's these words right here. We have to remain, no matter what comes our way, anchored in hope. Say that with me. Anchored in hope. Our world needs hope. The church needs hope. Amen? Paul tells us in Hebrews 6, 19 and 20, if you have that on the screen. Thank you, sir. We have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. It enters the inner sanctuary behind the curtain where Jesus, who went before us, has entered on our behalf. Who is our anchor, church, this morning? Come on, shout it out. Say it again. Who is our hope this morning? Come on. Take your Bibles and turn to Mark chapter 4. That's where I want to go this morning. Mark chapter 4. We're going to read verse 35 through 41. It's hard to see you guys with these reading glasses. I have to have them to read. I can see well without them, but when I read, it's a little different. Mark chapter 4, verse 35 and 41. When you have it, will you stand to your feet? I want to read the word of God today. Will you stand, everybody, as we read the word of God? Thank you. Verse 35, very familiar passage. I'm sure you've heard these scriptures many, many times. But I believe God wants to say something to us today. That day when evening came, he said to his disciples, "Let us go over to the other side." Somebody say other side. Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along just as he was in the boat. There were also other boats with him. Verse 37, a furious squall in the NIV, but what that means is a storm. A furious storm came up and the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. Verse 38, Jesus was in the stern. Look at your neighbor and say, he was in the stern. Sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said to him, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" He got up in verse 39, rebuked the wind and said to the waves, "Quiet, be still." Then the wind died down and it was completely calm. Verse 40, he said to his disciples, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" Think about it. The last verse. They were terrified and asked each other, "Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him." You may be seated this morning. Matthew's translation said, "Without warning, a furious storm came up." I've learned over this season of my life and my ministry that without warning, storms visit everybody's front door. Come on, can I get an amen? No one predicted this crisis we have all faced these last 2 years to ever happen. I don't think anybody predicted it. But I know this morning, storms are no respecter of persons. From the youngest to the oldest, storms and challenges and circumstances affects us all. Would you agree today? The first thing I see when I read this story, and I'm going somewhere, hang on. The first thing I see when I read this story is that the disciples were in a storm. Luke's gospel says they were in great danger. But at the same time, I want you to hear me today. Being in that storm, but at the same time, they were in the perfect will of God. God had them right where he wanted them. Even though we see in the story a dangerous and impossible situation, Jesus still had a plan and purpose of rescue. Come on. Hear this morning, church. Jesus is with them, and he tells them right from the beginning, "Let us go over to the other side." That was God's promise. But they still ended up going through a storm. And I wrote this down last night as I was preparing. Following the Lord doesn't guarantee a life without storms. Being a Christ follower does not guarantee a life without challenges and crisis. The Bible says, take up your cross and follow Jesus. How many knows that cross gets heavy sometime? Come on. But hear me today. I believe with all of my heart, and I've been saying this and preaching this all year long, that it's time for the body of Christ to go up to a higher place in him. I preached a message a few weeks ago. It's time to elevate. Somebody shout elevate. It's time to claim what is ours today. I want to experience an outpouring of revival. We sing about revival all the time. But how many wants to really experience a revival, a move of God? Come on. Yes, we do. But with that, it doesn't mean we won't face storms. It doesn't mean we won't face difficult circumstances and the challenges along the way. For Paul said it like this, "That I may know him and the power of his resurrection." Everybody loves that. Everybody wants to shout on that part. Nobody wants to shout on this part in participation in his suffering. Nobody wants to go there. But church, here's good news today. Revival that we are all desiring and need in the church, and I've been praying for it for a long time, never breaks out in good times. It always breaks out in the worst of times. Come on. It breaks out when you're desperate. It breaks out when you're hungry and you're thirsty and you need Jesus more than you need anything else. So get ready this morning. Get ready this morning. A move of God is coming. I believe it. It's going to be the greatest move I believe we've ever seen. For the Bible says, if my people... who will call by my name will humble themselves. Come on. Are you one of his today? The word of God's talking to you. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and do what? Pray and seek his face and turn from your wicked ways. Then God will heal us. Then God will hear us and he will heal our land. Amen? So get ready. It's not over. Somebody shout, it's not over. We can all see in this text that this was a natural storm that rose up in the sea. And I want to dig a little deeper with you today. Listen. But I believe there's more the Lord wants us to see in this text. Not only was this a natural storm as the boat was tossed to and fro in the storm, but it was also an emotional and spiritual storm. These professional fishermen were emotionally afraid. So many people are afraid today because of the condition of our world. But as the church, we must tell them that there is hope. If we as the body of Christ, now hear me this morning, if we as the body of Christ display fear by acting like it's all over, we might as well throw in the towel, quit, turn the lights off, and go home. Listen, church, we cannot allow the challenges that are around us, that we continually see, things that we continually hear, and at times things that we experience affect our hope and faith and believing for better days that are ahead. I still believe, and you may think I'm crazy, I still believe the best is still yet to come. Come on. I believe this is the greatest hour for the church that we're living in right now. We have the best opportunity right now we've ever had to win many souls for Jesus Christ. People are searching. People need hope. Amen. But if we allow our emotions to continue to rule and guide our lives, the hope we have in Christ for anything better will fade away, leaving us with doubt and fear. In this text, not only were these disciples being affected emotionally, but they were also affected spiritually. How is it possible for that to happen when they had witnessed in time and time again the demonstration of God's power? If you would read the scriptures up to this point, Jesus had been drawing crowds with his teachings and performing miracles. But church, it happened. The disciples cried out in this text, "Don't you care if we drown?" Sometimes in the storms, we do the same thing. It kind of goes like this. God, do you really care? Where are you? Why can't my circumstances change? I can't take it any longer. Why is this happening? God, do something. Inflation is rising. I'm overwhelmed. I can't take it anymore. Do something, God. Anybody ever been there before? Come on. We cannot be so quick to forget how faithful he has been to us in the past. And I'm a firm believer, hear me today, this is a word for somebody, that God's delay is not God's denial for your life. Did you hear what I said? If you read Habakkuk chapter 1, you will see where Habakkuk's complaint and his concern and questioning of why God did not intervene to stop the Babylonian army from destroying the people of Judah. And Habakkuk cried out in chapter 1. He says, "How long, O Lord, must I call for help? But you do not listen." How many has ever been there before? Habakkuk would soon learn and witness that God was in control and that his plans and purpose would be fulfilled in spite of what things looked like. And God told him in chapter 1 is powerful, that he would do amazing things that he would not believe even if he were told. And Habakkuk realized that his hope was anchored in the Lord. What's so interesting is that this text was that Jesus was in the stern. What's the stern? He's in the back of the boat, y'all. He's asleep during the storm. And it says Jesus was asleep on a cushion or a pillow. And I don't know about you this morning, but when I'm going through a storm, naturally, emotionally, or spiritually, I don't sleep too well. Does anybody identify? Come on. By Jesus grabbing a pillow, I want you to hear this today. This is the word. By Jesus grabbing a pillow tells me that it wasn't by chance that he went to sleep, but he meant to go to sleep. It wasn't by chance, it was on purpose. Somebody say on purpose. Jesus went to sleep on purpose. Now, to the carnal mind, how can anyone on a boat out in the raging sea do that? But to those who have the mind of Christ and those who are anchored in hope this morning, this showed that someone of higher power had it all under control and that everything was going to be all right. Come on. How many knows everything's going to be all right? Jesus is resting in the stern, mean that he had your back. You didn't get that. To the disciples, I'm sure it looked like, we're all about to die, it's over. And Jesus, you're sleeping right now. Water's coming into the boat. We're going down. It's going down for the count here. But I love this story. And if you haven't heard anything I said yet, please hear me this to this today. Verse 39, Jesus said he got up. Jesus got up. He stood up. He rebuked the wind and said to the waves, quiet, be still. And I'm reminded that after his death on the cross, they laid Jesus in the tomb for 3 days. Y'all know the story. But on the third day, guess what happened? He got up. Holding the keys to death, hell, and the grave. And he walked out of that tomb victorious this morning. Come on, somebody. He got up holding the keys to the pandemic. He got up to holding keys to sickness. He got up to holding keys to fear this morning. He walked out in all power and all glory. He got up. And listen to me, church, I'm excited about this today. Our world is in a storm, we can see it. Our nation is in a storm, we can see it. This morning, you may be in a storm, but I believe Jesus is about to stand up in your situation. Come on. I believe Jesus is about to stand up in your situation. I want you to know this morning that the devil is a lie. The devil is a lie this morning. It's not over until God says it's over. Come on. Jesus says, I have overcome the world. I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Come on. Hallelujah. So guess what? You're coming out of your mess today. You're coming out of your discouragement, your stress, your fear, your worry. You're coming out of the storm this morning. I came here to declare and proclaim that in the mighty name of Jesus. Woo. Anybody feeling that today? In the King James Version, Jesus told peace to be still. Listen, he told peace to stop moving. Be still right now over this storm. And I know today, I'm a firm believer, you can be in God's perfect will and still be in the storm. Come on. But here's the key. Are you ready? Jesus looked at the circumstances and said, peace, be still. Listen, church, he told peace to stop moving and rest over the situation. The storm died down and it was completely calm. And this morning I declare peace to stop over your storm right now in Jesus' name. Church, you have to speak his word over your situation. You will be safe and protected by the spoken word of God. You are anchored in hope that God will see you through. Amen. So who is your anchor this morning? Shout it out. The government's not your anchor. Social media is not your anchor. Mainstream media is not your anchor. Washington, D.C. is not your anchor. Your bank account is not your anchor. Don't worry about what tomorrow will bring, because you know why? Jesus is in the boat. Come on. Even though the disciples were afraid, and sometimes we are afraid. Come on, let's just be honest with one another. We don't know what to do, but I have news for you this morning. I have a word for you this morning. Hope is anchored to the boat. Come on. Peace is anchored to the boat. Provision is anchored to the boat. Protection is anchored to the boat. Deliverance is anchored to the boat. Freedom is anchored to the boat. Healing is anchored to the boat. Victory is anchored to the boat. Security is anchored to the boat. And supernatural power of his spirit is anchored to the boat. As long as Jesus is with us in the boat, we are not going to drown. Come on, give him a praise this morning. Hallelujah. Put your hands together. Woo! Glory to God. Glory to God. Do you know why? Jesus said it in verse 35. Right from the beginning, we're going to the other side. That's the promise. Proverbs 24:10 says this, if you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is too small. In other words, Jesus said, if you have to trust me, trust me. Have faith in me. We're not going halfway, guys. We're going all the way to the other side. We're not going halfway and I'm going to leave you comfortless. No, we're going to the other side because I promised you we would. Church, we're going to make it today. Look at your neighbor and say, we're going to make it. Come on. I don't know, it's been tough. I know it's been tough, but hey, you got to keep sailing. Come on. You got to keep pushing ahead. Jesus is with you in your storm. I wouldn't have made it without the Lord if he had not been there these last 2 years. It's been rough, but God is faithful. Trust him, lean on him, rest in him, because when that storm comes and it rages, he will stand up. And he will say, peace, be still. Hallelujah. Church, stand to your feet this morning. I'm not a long-winded preacher. I get to the point and then I let God move. If I could have the band come up and the worship team. His presence changes everything. Let me finish as I move to the last part of the service. As we move higher in him, I want you to hear me this morning. As we go from glory to glory, I believe he will give us an unshakable conviction to stand against the powers of the enemy in this hour. Our future, our faith, our destiny, and our hope is anchored in Jesus. What does it mean to be anchored in the Lord? You know that when a boat is not anchored, it will drift due to the current and waves of the sea. And the Lord spoke to my heart this morning, and I wanted to share with you. I believe there are too many people in the church that are drifting. There's too many people that are not committed, that are not settled. The Bible says that the devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And during these storms that we've all been facing, it has affected the church in so many ways. Y'all know, I don't have to get into it. But the Word of God tells us we have the power to resist the enemy, and he will flee. I talk to people all the time. I counsel with people all the time. That just feel like Pastor Wallace throwing in the towel, giving up. What's the use? It's all over. The world's going to hell in a handbasket, if you ever heard that statement. It's not over till God says it's over. I want you to be encouraged this morning. Our hope is anchored in the Lord. Firmly grounded. Unmovable, unshakable, steadfast in him. No wonder why the early Christians called hope, as I read the scripture earlier, an anchor for the soul. Firm and secure. Church, this is the hope we have in the midst of the storm. Don't allow your soul to be bound by fear, but instead anchored in hope. We are to fear God. Now hear me today. Not our circumstances. Jesus is on board. And you're not here just to survive. You're here to overcome and walk in victory today. Don't let the enemy take your praise. Don't let the enemy take your worship. You see, the devil wants to silence your worship. He was the greatest worshiper of all time. Y'all know the story. He knows the power of worship in spirit and in truth. And he wants to silence you this morning because of the storm you may be going through. We're here to overcome. And I'm reminded of that song, "My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but I wholly lean on Jesus' name." Church, do not fear. Do not worry. Stop panicking about tomorrow. Stay anchored in hope to the source. Amen. Come on, put your hands together. This morning, as the worship team comes and sings this song, I don't know what the name of it is. It's the third song, Josh. Okay. If you're struggling spiritually today, if you're battling the storm that's causing a lot of fear, we've all been there, a lot of hopelessness and worry and doubt and confusion, and it's causing you to feel like you're ready to give up and throw in the towel and quit, I want you to know this morning God has not forgotten you. As you face the storms of life, always remember that Jesus is in the boat with you, because he says, take courage, here I am, peace be still. Somebody needs to know that this morning. And it brought me back, as I was closing out my message this week, it brought me back to the story as Ezekiel prophesied in the valley to those dead, dry bones. He says, bones, you will live again. The church will live again. We need revival. Come on. Do you know what revival means? Revival means to be revived, to live again. Revival's not for the world. Revival's for the church. The world can't live again. They're lost. The church needs to live again, to be revived. And Ezekiel prophesied to the bones, and you know the story. They came alive in the name of Jesus. And this morning, you need to arise, stand strong with courage, and begin to prophesy over your situation right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Listen to me. We're going to go to the altars right here. Nothing happens or changes until the Word of God is activated by the spoken word. Speak the name of Jesus over your circumstances today. Right now, in this service this morning, to those who may be watching, speak the name of Jesus over your storm and watch the Holy Spirit come into the room and blow over your situation this morning. Come on. Because death and life is in the power of the tongue. Come on. So this morning, as they sing, we're going to minister with you today. We've worshiped. We've delivered a word. Now it's time for the Holy Spirit to do what he must do. And I'm going to step out of the way. If you're ready to come out of your storm this morning, and you're ready to cross over to the other side, you may be sick in body. You may be discouraged. You may be worried and frustrated. You may feel like it's all over. Jesus has taken us to the other side. His word is true. His word is promise. And if you want God to do something in your life today, I don't care what it is, I want you to run to this altar, lift up those hands, and begin to declare it in Jesus' name right now as they sing. Come on, right now. Move to the altars right now in the name of the Lord. Come on. Come on, you're in a storm. Come on, run to these altars. Lift those hands. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, move closer. Come on, move closer this morning. Come on, move closer, move closer. Hallelujah. Come on, move closer. Come on, everybody, come on, move to the altar right now. Hallelujah. Come on, move closer to the front. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. There we go. There we go. Thank you. Come on, lift your hands and begin to declare today. Begin to declare. Speak the name of Jesus over you right now. In the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Pages. Thank you, Lord. Yeah. Come on, lift your hands, church. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, begin to speak over your mountain right now. Have faith in God. Say to the mountain, be removed this morning in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Have I got any altar workers to help me this morning? Anybody can help me? I'm going to start on this end. I'm just going to come across. Anybody can help me? Got any ushers? Anybody can help me? Hallelujah. Ma'am, lift your hands right now in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, by your power and your spirit. More. More in Jesus' name. In the mighty name of Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord. Sir, lift your hands right now. More, God. More in Jesus' name. Fire. Fire of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. Oh God, oh God, move, Lord, right now.
You are the same God.
Now, now.
You are the real
God. God, move like
you are the real God.
More.
You are the same God. You are the same God. You are the same God.
Sir, lift your hands right now. Something. Keep praying. Come on, don't you quit. Don't you quit. Come on, you're going to the other side today. Somebody's going to the other side today. Keep praying. Keep praying. Keep praying. Keep believing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. How many needs a healing in your body? How many needs a healing in your body? You need a miracle. You need a healing. Come stand right here. Come stand right here in the middle. You need a healing. You need a miracle in your body right now. Come on, we're going to pray for you. We rebuke the enemy this morning. We rebuke that spirit of sickness today. That mindset. We rebuke that in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Come on, you need a miracle. You need healing in your body. Come stand right here. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Ma'am, just received this morning. By his stripes, you are healed. In the name of Jesus. From your head to your feet. We release our faith in Jesus' name. Just receive. Take a deep breath. Breathe. There it is. There it is. Peace. Peace. Be still. Peace. Peace. Healing power, virtue flow from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. I give you glory. I give you praise. I rebuke the infirmity right now in the name of Jesus. I rebuke the infirmity right now in the name of Jesus. By his stripes, you are healed in the name of the Lord. I give you praise right now. I give you praise right now. Hallelujah. I give you glory right now. Healing virtue flow. There it is. By his stripes, you are healed. Anoint me, empower me, feel me, touch me. Now look up to the heavens and say, God, feel me with the power of the Holy Spirit right now. In Jesus' name, receive, touch. There, open your mouth, praise Him. Come on, open your mouth. There it is. Hallelujah. Are you filled with the Holy Ghost? Sister, I bless her right now. In the name of Jesus, I give you glory right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 Do you mind if she puts her hand on your back? Do you mind if she puts her hand on your back? Monica, lower back. It's hurting right now.
You are the same God.
Come on, God's touching her right now. Come on. Her back, her lower back and her right leg. God is touching her right now. Hallelujah. Loose the power of the Holy Spirit right now. We bind that spirit of darkness. In Jesus' name, be made whole right now in the name of the Lord. In the name of the Lord, I give you praise. I give you praise. Hallelujah. How many else needs a healing touch in your body right now, ma'am? Who else? Yes. Stretch your hands this way, everybody. Please stay with me just a little longer. We're still early here. She needs a miracle this morning. Lift your hands. What's your name? Jasmine needs a healing today. How many else needs a touch from the Lord in your body this morning? Come on, be honest. Step out right now. There's God's moving up here in the name of Jesus. I feel in my spirit the Lord is saying there's a lot of people here this morning that are battling fear. Fear. I want you to come stand right here real quick. Fear. Be obedient. Come on. Be obedient. God is moving. You're battling fear, stress, anxiety. And God wants to set you free today. For whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Yes, come on. There it is. There it is. It always takes one to step out. Come on. You're battling fear this morning, stress and worry, and you're filled with anxiety. I can see it on your face. God wants to set you free this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. I'm going to wait about 30 more seconds. You're battling fear. God has not given you a spirit of fear, come on, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Leave here this morning with a sound mind. Leave here with full of power and full of His love. Come on, don't leave the way you came today. God wants to set you free, church. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Stretch your hands this way, church. Help me pray. Stretch your hands toward Lynn this morning, church, if you don't mind, help me pray. How many believes God is able to do exceedingly abundantly than all we've ever asked or think? Come on. Anybody believe me? Does anybody believe me this morning? God is able. Say, God is able. Church, lift your hands with me this morning. We worship you, Jesus. Don't we serve an awesome God? Church, it's time to arise and shine. For the light is come and the glory of the Lord is risen upon us. See that there's darkness covering the earth. We know that. But the glory of the Lord is upon His people this morning. I want you to stand to your feet just for a few more moments. And I want us to rejoice this morning in what God has done and what God is going to do. God has touched so many lives here this morning. People are sick in body. I believe God is healed today. People have been discouraged and stressed, walking in fear. I believe God is setting people free today. I want you to stand to your feet right now. I want you to lift your voice as the worship team leads us. I want us to rejoice. I want us to rub it in the devil's face this morning. Come on. Come on, sing it out. Lift your voice. Here we go. Come on. For God.
For God so loved the world that He gave us, His one and only Son to save. Whoever believes in Him.
Come on, we'll live forever. Sing it today. Come on, the power of hell will be defeated. Come on, lift your voice one time. The power of hell. Praise God. Come on.
Praise God, from whom all blessings come.
Praise Him.
Praise Him.
Oh, praise Him.
Praise Him.
For the wonders of His love. Come on.
Praise
Him. For the wonders of His love. Come on, sing that chorus one more time. For God so loved. Here we go.
For God so loved.
Praise, would you? Hallelujah. Could I have a couple of ushers just stand at the back of the door? Let's be a blessing to our guest speaker today. Abdul, if you could get this door and someone at this door, just let's sow a seed into our friend's life today. How many of you appreciate David Carlisle this morning? Come on, give it up for him. Hallelujah. If you're ever on the Outer Banks, the Ark International Church, this man's passionate worship leader. You'll enjoy their worship team. And I've had the privilege to preach for them many times. And love you guys, Pastor Dave, Pastor Monica. We pray for their family as transition comes through new high school experience and new college experience. And two moms, mom and a dad sitting home crying. Come on. Pray for them, would you? Tell them they're going to the other side, y'all. Come on. You're going to the other side. Praise God. Hey, pray for our worship team this week. Tomorrow night, Tuesday night, and Wednesday night, they are invited to be the guest worship team for the Word of Life Conference in Tarboro, North Carolina. And so pray for them. They're all going to be working all day and then straight to church on Monday night, Tuesday night, and Wednesday night. And they'll be leading worship. And Pastor Joy and I, I'll be there Wednesday night preaching the final night of that conference. It's a denominational conference in Word of Life Church on Highway 64 in Tarboro. So pray for us this week as the team travels there to do ministry. Praise God. Thank you for bringing your mugs today. Thank you for doing that. We've got two more Sundays for that, the 31st and then August the 7th. Our goal is to have 500 mugs to give to Chi Alpha. Every college student that hits the campus of Wake Forest, Duke, NC State, and UNC, and A&T, all of those schools in that region, the freshmen will be given a mug. And in that mug is an invitation to join a Chi Alpha meeting. That may be the most significant gift they ever received, to go into a Chi Alpha meeting. Some of them never received Christ before. So thank you for bringing those mugs. Congratulations to Scott and Christy Craig. Come on, guys, raise your hand up this morning. Beautiful wedding yesterday. I do. They kissed, and guess what? They're married, y'all. Come on. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. God bless you. Fellowship among yourselves as you leave today. If you're a guest, please go by the table, the welcome center in the foyer. We have a free gift for you. God bless you.